The very moment that I received the hospitable invitation of your Governor General, I have been filled with the most happy anticipation of this all too brief visit. Canada and its people have ever had a real hold on my affections, and I am happy again to be able to assure you of this fact in person and to express my grateful appreciation of the warmth of your welcome. That I am not a stranger may be illustrated by the fact that since the age of 2, I have spent the majority of my summers in the province of New Brunswick. And it may be proved also by my recent most refreshing cruise along the beautiful shores of the Maritime Provinces, where once more I have found friendship, relaxation, and deep contentment. Nor am I ignorant or unmindful of the charms of other sections of this great dominion. Ontario, and that great empire which extends west of it to the Pacific. But to many of my countrymen, and I am no exception to this rule, Quebec has a fascination all its own. The Plains of Abraham and the cliffs that lead to them are eternal memorials to brave French, to brave British, and to brave American colonials who have fallen in battle, be it in victory or in defeat. Yet there is a nobler monument, for on these fields of battle was born the living miracle which we are privileged to see today. Two great racial stocks residing side by side in peace and friendship, each contributing its particular genius in the molding of a nation. That is a monument worthy of those who gave their lives. This is an example from which all thinking men draw deep satisfaction and inspiration. While I was on my cruise last week, I read in a newspaper that I was to be received with all the honors customarily rendered to a foreign ruler. Your Excellency, I am grateful for the honors, but something within me rebelled at that word foreign. I say this because when I have been in Canada, I have never heard a Canadian refer to an American as a foreigner. He's just an American. And in the same way, across the border in the United States, Canadians are not foreigners, they are Canadians. I think that simple little illustration proves to me better than anything else the relationship between our two countries. On both sides of the line, we are so accustomed to the undefended boundary, 3,000 miles long, that we are inclined, perhaps, to minimize its vast importance, not only to our own continuing relations, but also to the example which it sets to the other nations of the world. Canadians and Americans visit each other each year by the hundreds of thousands. But more important, they visit each other without the necessity of a passport. And within recent months, another significant action speaks louder than words. For the trade agreement which I had the privilege of signing with your Prime Minister last autumn is tangible evidence of the desire of the people of both countries to practice what they preach when they speak of the good neighbor. In the solution of the grave problems that face the world today, frank dealing, cooperation, and a spirit of give and take between nations is more important than ever before. The United States and Canada, and indeed all parts of the British Empire, share a democratic form of government which comes to us from common sources. We have adapted these institutions on both sides of the border to our own needs and our own special conditions, but fundamentally, they are the same. The natural sympathy, the understanding that exists between us, was, I feel, well demonstrated in the universal feeling of grief when the news of the death of the late king was received in the United States. We felt not only that the head of a friendly nation had been removed, but that a friend whose voice had penetrated into almost every home in the United States had been taken from us, a great king and a great gentleman. It has also been my privilege in bygone years to know His Majesty King Edward. And we look forward to the day when, finding it possible to come again to the Dominion, he may also visit with his neighbors in the United States. Monsieur le Premier Ministre de Quebec, Monsieur le Maire, ces aimables paroles que vous venez de m'adresser au nom de votre grande province et de votre belle ville et que vous adressez par moi au peuple des États-Unis me touchent profondément. Et je vous prie de croire que je suis très sensible à la chaleur de votre accueil. Que de scènes de valeur et d'héroïsme ce nom de Québec évoque en nous, et que de noms illustres s'associent à ce noble roc. C'est pour rendre hommage à ces héros que viennent tous les ans à Québec des milliers de mes compatriotes. Ils y prolongent leur séjour, séduits par la beauté merveilleuse de ce site, le doux charme de ses campagnes et l'accueil hospitalier de ses habitants. Cette hospitalité canadienne, si douce, si franche, est devenue une tradition dans mon pays. C'est par ses échanges de visites, par ses contacts répétés entre Canadiens et Américains, que nous parviendrons à resserrer encore les liens déjà étroits qui unissent nos deux peuples. And Mr. Mackenzie King, you already know the path to Washington. I hope much that you will come and visit me and revisit me again. And Your Excellency, we are looking forward, as you know, to a visit from you and Her Excellency, a visit to Mrs. Roosevelt and myself at the White House as soon as it may be convenient for you. may we speed the day when the heads of the Canadian and American nations will see more of each other, not as foreigners, but as neighbors and friends.